alternativeradio.org. Again, our website, alternativeradio.org. To place a credit card order for a CD, MP3, tape, or written transcript of the program you just heard, Ahmed Rashid and Ervant Abrahamian on Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran, call us toll-free at 1-800-444-1977. Again, that toll-free number is 1-800-444-1977, or you can order on our secure website, alternativeradio.org. That's alternativeradio.org. Series theme music is performed by the Kronos Quartet from Pieces of Africa. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening.
Every Friday night at 8 p.m., lay your burden down and get on board the gospel train. Music, interviews, live guests, local performance information, all aboard the gospel train, Fridays at 8 p.m.
Just get on board.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to 107 CFRO Co-op Radio. This is Sound Resistance. I'm your host, Kelly, and we also have with us...
Dave Maidman.
Hi, Kelly. Dave. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
You know.
You survived the storm.
I did.
You didn't get blown away.
I don't know. I almost got blown away.
You did, eh?
I went for a long walk. We've lost our show intro, David, so I'm going to just go right into playing a song.
Sounds good, Kelly.
Do you know what you're fighting for?
The time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet?
Do you know what you're fighting for?
We're taking y'all all the way underground.
Underground. Yeah. Underground.
We sing a plane with y'all.
Yeah.
This is real hardcore hip-hop.
love in the search for cash. Everybody wanna be some fat tycoon. Everybody wanna be on a tropic honeymoon. Nobody wanna sing a little bit out of tune or be the backbone of a rebel platoon. It's too soon to step out of line. You might get laughed at, you might get fined, but you pass the buck or pass the baton. But you can't pass the police or the Pentagon, the IRS or the upper echelon. I think it's time to make a move on the contradiction. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation. Take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come. Give the corporations a complication. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation. Take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come. Give the corporations a complication.
Everybody, you are back with us on Sound Resistance, and one second, we have a guest on the line. We have
Hi.
We have Ting Wu from Formosa Farms in Maple Ridge. Ting Wu, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Can you hear him? I can't.
Yep.
Sorry, I need headphones. Thanks for calling in. I don't know too much about the issue, but I would totally love for you to talk about, to tell people what's going on your farms there out in Maple Ridge. You're going to put a road through a big, huge, beautiful organic blueberry farm?
Yes, we're certified organic, and TransLink has this road that's going to cut our farm into pieces.
In the studio?
And it's just a big mistake they're doing, and hope we could get a lot of to reverse this. And all we want to do is just have the road move to the edge of our property, which will be still on our property, and that'll be a lot less impact on our operation here.
And is that there was a meeting with? Was there a meeting with TransLink last week?
Yes, last week, last Thursday, there was a meeting, and nothing really came out of it. But they told us to go tomorrow to their board meeting and present a 5-minute talk. Each person could have a 5-minute talk with the board, and maybe the board could change that, and we hope they can.
Is that meeting happening tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 10 to 12 o'clock at Surrey City Hall.
And your family, have you guys been operating this farm for about 30 years?
Yes, is over 30 years, and we've put a lot of hard work into it and our investment, and we just can't see it being destroyed. And, we just want everybody to help support us and tell them that that's the wrong thing they're doing.
Right. And they want to put this road right down the middle. Is that my understanding? Like smack through the middle and divide this
Yes,
farm?
Through our blueberry, like organic blueberry farm. These are mature blueberries, which produce so much crop for, you know, healthy food for everybody. And they can't, I don't know why they're doing that.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all. So maybe, hopefully then, if people can take some action or just even become aware of this, then we'll have a chance to change that, because there's not a lot of viable farmland left in the Lower Mainland, you know?
Exactly, and this is certified organic, and I don't know why they could even think of doing something like that. And hopefully, you know, we need a lot of people and a lot of people who could write into the you know, MLA's been trying to help us and to see if they could write into the mayors and the council of Pimentos and Maple Ridge and the MLA's and all the premier and the Agriculture Land Commission and just help us out here.
I think David has a question.
I'm kind of interested because this is also, how does this relate to the Gateway Project? I mean, why are we pushing through all these crazy huge freeways at the last gasp of oil?
I'm not sure, but this is part of the Gateway Project, I think, and I believe it is. And they could just, what we're doing is we're not stopping it, but we just want a slight shift on this project, and it's still on our property. So
They're
handing out, you know, misinformation. They've taken out full page ad in the local paper. I'm not sure if it's in the, you know, Vancouver Sun or anything, but there's full page ads here, and it's misinformation, disinformation here.
You do have a deed for your land, do you not?
No, we have no right at all. Apparently, they've taken the right 2 years ago. They've taken the right for people to bring into court to show there's problems, but they took out that way that right 2 years ago.
Right. So, I think if it's for infrastructure, there's a law set in place that if it's for infrastructure such as transportation, that they're allowed to take the land.
Yeah, but the thing is, Kelly, they're now extending that right so that if Walmart wants to put a parking lot on your land, they can do it too. I'm just, you know, like this man had title paid
right.
for his land. I mean, he worked his land, and now the government's taking his land away from him.
Well, no, because we're going to make sure he gets to keep his beautiful blueberry farm.
Yes,
right?
And, yeah, 2 years ago, they just changed the law 2 years ago. Like 3 years ago, they started planning this. And 2 years ago, they changed this, so there's no inquiry rights at all. Yeah.
So, and do you know the percentage of farmland that's out there by chance? Do you know what percentage? I can't remember the percentage. Really, and so we're exporting, or we're importing 75% of our food, right? So
yes, and actually, we're the only one that's certified in the Pitt Meadows, Maple Ridge area. There's no other blueberry farm here that's certified organic.
Right. Wow.
Only one, and they want to destroy this one, this single entity, you know, Formosa Nursery. Just
how can people get a hold of you to offer their support?
Through email, ting@formosanursery.com, or the MLA, Michael Sather. He's been helping quite a bit, and Corky Evans, he's helped. So I think anybody could search the website for their emails.
Is it Formosa? Is it FormosaFarms?
It's FormosaNursery.com, and my email is ting@FormosaNursery.com.
Right.
And everybody should get out and help this man, because after all, if they can take his land off him, why can't they take, you know, anybody's land off them?
Yes, and everybody tomorrow come out Thursday, 10 o'clock at City Hall, Surrey City Hall. And
Friday?
Support us, please.
Friday?
Tomorrow, yes, Friday.
Tomorrow at, right, in Surrey.
Surrey City Hall, what time?
10 o'clock it starts.
And I think it's ironical, because we're using these roads to bring imports and everything, but, you know, we need to keep viable land.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like Ting was saying, Kelly, this is the only certified organic grower in that area, so it's a one of a kind thing. I mean, once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, and that's like their whole family business too.
Yeah, and they could just shift that role easily to the side.
And have they given a reason why they don't want to do that?
Well, they don't want to take responsibility. Basically, if they take responsibility, I think that's all we need. They be responsible for it, and that's all.
Right. It's not a huge ordeal to go around. And
especially living in a democracy where apparently, you know, we are the government. The government is responsible to us as citizens.
Yes, exactly. And my wife came from Taiwan just 15 years ago, and she couldn't understand this. Like, she says, this is in China, and, you know, we're a democratic country, and it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I
totally lend support to, and definitely want to see this blueberry farm thrive and keep going. And I don't want to see any more roads built. I think we need to find alternatives to that whole petroleum.
And the thing is, it's an issue that unites us all across the Lower Mainland. I mean, I live in New Westminster. We're affected by Gateway. I think, you know, there's not a community in the Lower Mainland that's not affected by Gateway. So, you know, we all have to get together and take on this man's struggle too.
Thank you. Yes. I do really need everybody's help here.
Yeah, and if you want to give us a check-in next week at the same time, I'd love to hear what's going on. If we could get an update maybe or something, I can give you a call if you're around.
Okay, good. Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
Once again, the rally is where? Friday, and whereabouts is it?
Tomorrow at City.
10 o'clock at Surrey City Hall, and tomorrow that's where the TransLink board meeting is being held.
Great.
Okay. And they said this is the last chance before the machines come in. That's what they say.
Oh, and what day do they want to do that on?
They haven't given us a firm date at all, and they just said any day or something like in that nature.
Well, I don't know. I think there could be a little blueberry blockade. I mean, there's a few people that might want to sit out there.
So to all our listeners out there, I mean, please get out to Surrey City Hall at 10 o'clock tomorrow and help Ting at Formosa Nurseries.
Please, this is Risa. We need a help. Thank you. We need a help. Please.
Thanks, Risa. Keep the farm going and keep the spirit up. And I'll check in next week.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, they have my full support, that blueberry farm. Gatewaysucks.org, I think that's the website. And there's also a party coming up soon, but I'll talk about that later. I guess we can talk about that later.
Sounds good.
And now I'm going to play a song from Lowell, and it's about smoggy air. This is in accord with the...
Gateway.
Yeah.
Blueberries, not roads.
Inside yourself, you ain't gonna know where you ain't gonna.
Okay, that was a group called Lal from Toronto, I think. They were here in the summer for the Folk Fest.
Yeah,
good tune.
Good group. Good group.
They are good. They're groovy. I had a couple songs that I actually thought I could play off the internet, but all electronics are malfunctioning around me today.
There you go. This must be your aura.
It's a different week than it was last week, David.
There you go. Time marches on. So that's kind of really crappy what's happening to Ting's organic blueberry farm there.
Well, but I'm going to frame it in the positive that it's going to be okay.
Well, yeah. And then the thing is, what makes me laugh is at the time they're building all these big highways for all these cars, for all the gas that they're going to burn, you know, there's actually carbon neutral is starting to make its way into the lexicon.
Thanks. I forgot that I wanted to talk about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So did you, and did you get that thing off?
Yeah, actually what I found, it's an interesting subject. The idea is that, first of all, what you have to do is try to reduce your emissions as much as you possibly can through lifestyle changes, so, you know. And
right.
I mean, you know,
it
not
seems simple. But
yeah, exactly. So you start figuring out what your, you know, how much carbon you actually use. And then what you can do, if your carbon intake, your carbon use is really high, which means you're a carbon pig, and Santa does, you know, it's getting up to Christmas and Santa doesn't like carbon pigs. So what you do
let's give ourselves less stress and not have to shop for everybody and
That's
just send
right.
everybody our love.
So give carbon credits for Christmas.
Little gift certificates. You know.
I give you one carbon credit. But what you do, yeah, what no, what you do is you're a carbon pig. So what you do is you invest money, give money to a wind farm.
I'm trying to frame that's well, yeah, you
or,
know.
Or,
so did you? There was a story this weekend that it turns out that the movie industry is above all the biggest polluter in Hollywood area. Like it's a hugely
even in Vancouver.
Industry.
I mean, you've
right,
seen
it produces a lot of smog.
Oh yeah, well look at all those huge trucks they use to create the illusion.
But now there's quite a few companies. I don't know if Lionsgate is one of them. There's quite a few companies that are carbon neutral. The people that made The Matrix, they were carbon neutral for that movie. Or
there
they planted
go.
I don't know if that really. I mean, planting trees.
Well,
they planted $200,000 worth of trees. That's great.
That's
awesome.
There must be something to
it. Eliminate.
I mean, the Olympics, they're carbon neutral. Super Bowl,
well,
they were
carbon. Well, I hope to see that.
Super.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, you know, after blowing up Eagle Ridge and shoving through that highway to Whistler, they're carbon neutral. Yeah, I don't know.
Where's our gravity trains? What's with us? What we got this? I know that magnets and stuff takes a lot of stuff out of the Earth, but essentially, be quicker and more efficient to have, like, why not use futuristic technology instead of spending billions on this dinosaur technology, like fossil fuels? Get over it.
Yep, their day has come and gone. Time to move on. And, you know, that's sort of what the future seems to hold. And I think we'll adapt and make the move. And, you know, who knows? You know, carbon neutral, it's probably one of the ways to go. It actually, Co-op Radio, I can't think of a more carbon neutral organization and Co-op Radio. When you compare us, say,
wow.
to some of the big media conglomerates like Canwest Global or Bell Telemedia, we are definitely carbon neutral. So what they should
we
be
we are good time.
And so what we should be doing is making these huge media conglomerates that are just so wasteful and using, you know, just real carbon piggies, they should be made to give money to independent media like Co-op Radio that gives media, you know,
wow.
on a much more carbon neutral basis. So maybe we can make this work for us.
I don't know. I think it should just be done because it's the right way to do it.
Oh, I agree. But this is a sort of idea, though, that it's
yes.
People don't think like that in this society, this day and age.
So just, you know, support your local blueberry farm.
Yeah, exactly.
Not
get out
highway.
Get out to Surrey City Hall tomorrow at 10 o'clock. TransLink board meeting. Come and meet the people that put you through TransLink and responsible for transportation in this region, supposedly.
Okay, so how about the weather? Anybody, everybody in BC lives listening.
Hey, no global warming. There's no global warming. No. It's all natural. Don't worry about it.
Well, it is. I don't know. It isn't. Everything is always changing. There was a big earthquake the other day in Japan, and a big tsunami.
Yeah, for sure.
And all these wicked rainstorms. And I heard this huge crash the other day. Like, oh my gosh, what was that? A couple times when I thought something was happening.
So what do you think is happening to property values in West Van today?
I don't know.
Could be interesting, especially how many trees are going to be coming down in West Van over the next little while voluntarily.
I don't know, but I just came off Granville Street, and it's pretty ugly now with all the they took the whole freaking essence of the street out. They took out the sidewalks. I don't know what they're doing. They took out
It's a Rav Line railway coming through.
It's
remember
so
the
ugly.
The cut and bore Rav Line is coming through Granville Street and destroying downtown Vancouver for the next 2 years.
The clock is gone.
They're repairing the clock apparently. Oh. It's for the tourists. For it'll be back. Everything will be just spickety span for 2010 and 2011. The party will be over, and then the bills will come due. So, for us to look forward to.
We need some, Joey, you know, he's not here. Let's say hi to Joey. I don't know if he's listening.
So, he's out on tour, is he?
I don't know.
So, somewhere, Joey.
Are you on tour? Are you visiting? I think he's doing both.
There you go.
And, you know.
So, you've got a song for Joey there, don't you, Kelly?
No, not at all.
No?
No.
Oh, well. So, like I said, tomorrow, 10 o'clock at Surrey City Hall. Get out and support that. No, take action. Take action. Be the change.
Yeah.
Be the change. Help this guy out. You know, who knows? It could be your you know, it could be your house next. Could be
the
your
CD
property.
CD player isn't working, David.
Uh-oh, crisis in the control room.
It's like things are breaking down around me today.
Oh, now is it Kelly or is it co-op?
No.
The electromagnetic forces. Well, I guess the people are putting up with us. Maybe somebody wants to call in and offer a comment about the blueberry farm. And
I thought maybe someone would want to call in, but
the number is 684-7561 to reach us here. And you're listening to CFRO 102.7 on your dial.
And I have a song that I want to play for Trevor.
There you go.
Thanks, Trevor.
heading is quite simply into a world where the ad will become a substitute for the product, and all the satisfactions will be derived informationally from the ad, and the product will be merely a number in some file somewhere.
Cut. How great was that? Is he worth the money?
Sophia. Yeah. Okay, here we go, folks. Start the win.
I need a Pepsi. Cut. That's great. Let's look at these.
Why is this commercial? Why is this commercial? I'm going to sell Pepsi.
I'm using this to sell you this.
Pepsi.
I'm using this to sell you this.
Pepsi.
I'm using this to sell you this.
I feel good about Pepsi.
I'm using this to sell you this.
I need a Pepsi.
It's that last 1 foot, I call it, in the supermarket, where that 1 foot between your hand reaching this direction or that direction, it is an emotional one.
Why is this commercial?
And that's the bonding you want to get.
Why is this commercial?
1 foot, I call it.
Why is this commercial?
Right, 1 foot, 1 foot.
Why is this commercial?
1 foot. Cut.
You're picking people to represent traditionally perceived roles for black people. Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, the servants, the traditional role here, the black athletes, use the role that people are comfortable with seeing blacks in to help sell a product. But don't use blacks in roles that are expanding the parameters, that are putting blacks in new and in different settings.
Okay, we're back.
So maybe that's what carbon neutrality needs, Kelly, is an advertising campaign.
All we need is good branding. That's all that matters.
Exactly. Like, think about it. You know, you could have the carbon angels and the carbon piggies. And, of course, everybody wants to be the little carbon.
I don't like saying carbon piggies.
You don't like carbon piggies?
I'm trying to frame everything in a positive
reference. Well, okay, then do it
because people are actually just ignorant. That's the truth.
Well, it's not that they're ignorant. It's that all the advertising is saying is consume. And that's
why is this commercial? Bop, bop.
You know,
I am this because I am what?
And that's the whole thing. It's selling people. It's not even the product anymore. You're buying the brand. You're buying the image.
I played the role. That wasn't the song that I meant to play. And it was totally not even the right key.
So the thing is, it's still a relevant song.
I don't necessarily 100% agree with everything that was said in the content of that song that was just on, but I do basically, yes, for sure.
Well, you agree with the underlying sentiment about advertising and branding.
Right. And branding. And if you want success, financial, you want the flow coming to you, all it requires is good branding.
Oh, yeah.
Sell yourself, and then it flows.
And that's basically what you're doing, is selling yourself.
Exactly. So, and then we feel successful because we've achieved some sort of, people have received us once they've received our goods and our wares and what we've created. Well, then some people just sell other things. It's just commodity, right? Taking one person's product and moving it, and then taking the profit, skimming the whatever.
And it's also a sort of a board game view of life that, you know, you go around the board game, and the idea of the game is, I've got all the money, you guys don't have any.
Some people do that. Some people play life like it's a, you know, and it's not a game, but in some sense, I mean, we're learning and everything's new and fun, but.
You know, and then at the end of the game, you're sitting at the board game with all the money, and all the kids that you knocked out of the board game, they're all playing outside together, and nobody's talking to you anymore.
And then you're on 102.7 CFRO Co-op Radio, talking.
There you go.
Sound resistance. Yeah.
and all that sort of stuff. So.
So that, like I said, that was.
So you played the game of life. Did you play that game when you were a kid, Kelly? Where you had the spinner thing.
You know, I don't really recall that. I don't remember playing really board games. I didn't play a lot of games.
Oh, we used to do sort of as a family thing to connect with the kids. Play a lot of board games, but. You know, it's really funny. Like I said, I keep trying to tell the kids that too. Like, don't think that this is real life. I said,
let's invent the carbon neutral board game.
Carbon neutral board game. There you go.
And if anybody wants to take that idea, go with it. But,
yeah.
You know, make sure that everything you produce is out of recycled goods. And then you show the world this product that's made of all recycled material. And you make sure that in its production, it's not producing excessive waste. and off put pollution.
There you go.
You can't create. How can you create something without polluting? The best thing to do is to not even pollute in the first place.
Maybe not even being carbon neutral.
Let's get to the place where we're actually not creating.
We don't need a carbon neutral. A carbon neutral board game. We'll create a carbon game that we can play just in our own imaginations.
Ah, carbon neutral board game. The kids would be lining up to play that.
Yep, there you go. Hasbro, or Mattel, maybe, you know. Barbie's carbon neutral board game.
Carbon neutral Christmas.
There you go.
It's a carbon neutral Christmas.
Barbie doll selling carbon neutral lifestyles, trading in her Corvette for her pink Corvette for a pink skateboard.
If you are driving a Hummer, it is so not cool.
If you're driving a Hummer, carbon neutrality is not really not in your thoughts at all.
Personally, I think they're tacky.
Well, the thing is, I mean, you know, one thing about Hummers is we found out yesterday when the big storms come and the trees fall on them, they crush just like everything else.
Yay.
So there you go.
Well, they were designed after the tank, right?
Well, you know, that's one of the things, though, too. They found the Hummers weren't all standing up to what they were supposed to do in Iraq either, so.
So, yeah.
Just would not stop those rocket-propelled grenades.
That's a whole other story. I met somebody today on my way here on my bus at the bus stop, and he's in the army or something, and he was talking to me about his summer job. I don't know what it was, but you know, and I asked him his thoughts on, because he's in the Canadian Army to some capacity. He's young, he's in his early 20s, but I asked him what his thoughts were on Iraq and Afghanistan on that, and I'm like, well, just, you know, what do you think about it politically? And he said he didn't really, and that the people that went to Afghanistan were there by choice. You know, so it's not like people are even making hugely conscious decisions in their lives. So we have to really be conscious of why we're doing things, I think.
Have you noticed in the last little while, especially around this Remembrance Day, was really kind of depressing for me because I could see them beating the drums of war once again. And I always thought of Remembrance Day as being a day where, you know, we didn't want to hear the drums of war. We didn't want to see any more young people going and dying, you know, that we wanted people, you know. So it was sort of depressing to see. And I've really noticed on the news and that they're really, really pushing sort of the militarization of Canada and a military culture amongst the kids in Canada.
Right. And actually, we just put, 35 million into transportation security, you know, was it? I think that was the news the other day.
Oh, yeah. Well, all kinds of money for
security. We're creating a fear-based society. So I want to get outside of that. And I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not even going to care that they're doing that. And they can do that. Whoever is afraid and wants to create, you know, continue to perpetuate the idea of fear. I mean, what is there to be afraid of, really? What are we afraid of?
Whatever sort of mass media is trying to tell us to be afraid of. And that's basically what they do. It's all driven by fear. And the fear is all within
germs, of being robbed, of, you know, what?
Of everything.
Of anything, right?
Everything and everything.
Someone taking, I don't know.
Well, it's true. Sometimes people get so afraid, they're so afraid of dying that they're not even living anymore.
Well, let's not be afraid, people. And you can live, you can die a million times before you actually die, so why not just do it once? But, you know, we're human and we're learning, and I pop in and out of these happy, sad moments myself. So it's hard to get to a good place. But now, you know, listening to 102.7 CFR Co-op Radio, because I have to say that four times, and I think that I have to play a station PSA.
Sounds good.
Okay. And then I'm going to play that song for Trevor that I didn't play last time.
Spartacus, that is Spartacus Books, is Vancouver's only volunteer-run non-profit radical bookstore and info shop. An alternative to the corporate mainstream, Spartacus carries material on anarchism, women's studies, ecology, labor and economics, race studies, queer lit, underground fiction, and much more. So come check out our cool new digs, complete with comfy couches and free internet and computer access. That's 319 West Hastings, upstairs above Vinyl Records. Spartacus Books. We are all Spartacus.
personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. Take second best, put me to the test. Things on your chest, you need to confess. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone to care. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith.
Okay, so that was Personal Jesus, Johnny Cash, if you didn't know that one.
So, do you have a personal, well, probably not a personal Jesus, but a personal avatar or some kind of spirit guide, I guess, Kelly?
Well, I just believe they're all, you know, symbolic of the same thing, higher consciousness, spirit, infinite loving. It's all, we're all connected to that same.
And all religions are going to the same place, supposedly.
They do. And all of them seem the same.
So whatever personal Jesus or Buddha or Krishna or whatever, I respect your avatar and ask you to respect mine.
The names are really irrelevant. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, because if we could stop talking and just get to the feeling place, it would all pretty much all of the bullshit would stop, right? I mean, what would we fight about?
Exactly.
If we stopped labeling things and then owning them, forming them, identifying them, and fighting over them for issues of false control.
Or borders, drawing borders around things. I mean, instead of seeing yourselves as being part of an entity called Canada, see yourselves as part of an entity called Terra Earth or whatever.
Earth citizen.
And who knows? I mean, I don't know. It's really funny. When I was growing up, science fiction was a very important genre of literature, and there was all these things about going out in the stars and, you know, galactic empires and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know. That seems to all have gone by the board nowadays.
I don't know. I'm a space nut, and there's a big, huge sort of leap into, like, quantum metaphysics, I'm noticing. You know, like you were talking about Tao of Physics.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great book. But anyway, that was written, what, like almost 30 years ago at least?
Oh, yeah, at least, yeah, 76,
so,
yeah, for sure.
But there's a huge wave of that surging in the past decade, but it's getting more and more so, you know, and, well, and there's this movie, The Secret, out, and it's a good movie, you know, and it's the secret of Do I critique the movie The Secret? It's going to be part two. It's going to be on Larry King Live or something. I don't know. I've seen it. And it's, you know, the concepts are right and everything. The only thing my concern is that we all have these huge aspirations to sort of create these identities of ourselves. Is what it's saying is that everything is available to you. Tap into the flow. But we're not considering, again, the effect of that flow. Where does it come from? What is the purpose? You know, we're creating huge monuments, and it's all great to create our wildest dreams. I'm all for that. Let's do it sustainably. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's funny you mentioned creating monuments. I was back in Southern Ontario there last May, and going to some of these old cemeteries with these huge old tombstones that people had erected to as their own personal monuments, so people would know their names. Names from generations down the line. Well, unfortunately, the acid rain kind of obscured the lettering, so you didn't know who it was to.
So you've brought me back to something I forgot about. The a few things. No, I forgot one of them already. What were you just talking about?
I was talking about monuments.
No. So back to the alien thing.
Oh, the galactic empires and space travel.
Well, there was some red dust, rain dust in India a couple years ago. Some red rain. And they had said it was like desert sort of clay floating in the air then. And some people were going, you know, oh, it's an omen. And some people were saying it had just blown in like a red clayish in the... But so many scientists had been studied by scientists who found it actually contained biological matter that was absent of DNA. It was
right?
Yeah. And so... they think it came from somewhere from space, and they couldn't find human DNA or Earth DNA within these biological cells. But they didn't seem to contain DNA at all. But, you know, I am a subscriber to panspermia, which I think I thought about. I thought that was my own original idea.
Oh, I see.
Have you ever heard of panspermia? You
know what it is? I have not heard that.
The Earth is the egg rock floating in space, and then a comet comes, and that contains the DNA. I totally believe that. You know, sperm and the egg, the comet and the Earth. So... that's where the DNA for this life came from. So I think if anything else, just like when an egg gets fertilized, it's not going to accept any other sperm. That's it. Nothing else is getting in. So if something comes into this atmosphere that contains sort of the biological blueprint for a different sort of, you know, it's a different sperm.
So what you're saying, what you're saying is
functional. It suddenly just dissolves instantly or something.
So we're one in how many billion chance that one sperm off that comet got the egg, got there first? Is that how it works?
In humans?
No, with panspermia.
Well, whatever, when a comet makes its way into any body that's, you know, close enough to a sun or a star that has the right conditions, and then it makes it in there, then the life can start.
There you go.
Right? Makes sense. And then we're a mirror of that. Our bodies do the exact same things. We just mirror the exact universe.
But then you go back to the beginning of the universe where the Big Bang occurred, so we're all stardust anyways.
It's all the same. So there's people that are getting DNA tests done and finding their lineage through this. Well, here's a clue. Get a refund because we're all from the same DNA.
That's right. And in fact, it's funny you mentioned that. I was watching the news last night and they had
someone's calling.
DNA from a Neanderthal man, and they found that Neanderthal man and present-day human species, we shared 95% of the same DNA.
No, yeah, well, and 98% similar to chimps. But here's something that I've mentioned before, that if you take a human DNA or vice versa, a pig DNA, and you rearrange it into 76, you cut it up in 76 pieces and rearrange it, they're the same. We have the same DNA, it's just rearranged
differently.
As pigs.
And that's the thing, we're it's funny that where they tried to
pigs,
and that was a real surprise for a lot of scientists, because they thought that they thought once they got down to the DNA and the DNA sequencing that they would actually find major differences between species, and you know, human would have much more complex and involved DNA, but we don't.
Right, and you never answered my question last week, David, when I said, "Well, now suppose you met an alien, very conscious being from another planet." Would you have a relationship with them if you were into them?
Why not?
Exactly, could, right?
Could,
I don't know.
Could.
I guess you'd have to only know in that moment if you met them.
That's true. There has to be some kind of... It can't be just a physical thing. I mean, it has to be some kind of cosmic vibe has to be going on. I mean, you know.
I bet you there's many intergalactic species out there. Well, I bet you there's like Star Trek. It probably was pretty right on the money, and maybe I don't know.
What you
can we travel that fast in spaceships? Can we evolve that far? Is there civilizations that have evolved far enough to utilize the magnetosphere to traverse space at light speed?
Unless we give up the arms race and take all the money and all the energy we put into making arms and put it into peaceful technologies like
peaceful
space
endeavor.
Travel. Peaceful endeavor, everybody working together and sharing together and connected together. Yes, I think we could do it.
That's a good idea.
But we have to give up our addiction to arms, and that
and
means giving up our fears.
Fear.
Fears, exactly.
Fear.
It comes back to the fear. Are we afraid? It's all we can
no
reach
fear.
The stars. You just have to stop being afraid.
Right. And then framing. And so the movie The Secret, I have to say, I'll support it. It's a good movie. It is good, and it teaches us exactly what we do. We create. We're creative with our thoughts, and I continually want to be in denial of that because sometimes I'm experiencing this sort of deep emotional pain. I think I have PMS sort of dysphoria syndrome. For everybody, women out there who are suffering from this, I think you really need to like go easy on yourself because I get like wickedly spun out right towards those couple days before, and I just think that some women need to know that that's part of the reason why they have these huge emotional plunges.
I think there's a whole section of medicines probably very little understood about. It is, you know, women's reproduction and menopause.
Oh, right.
And
talking
and
about that already.
Yeah, you know, no, well, think about it. I mean, you know, maybe that's something they should be putting more money into studying.
Or
but we
not,
have to give
yeah.
up the arms race first.
But and then I'm also not really huge on taking any sort of pharmaceuticals. I know some people will need to. People have. You know, because I looked it up on the internet for this dysphoria thing. And the first site, of course, tells you to take some SSRI, serotonin, whatever, uptake inhibitors. That's the instant solution. That's not the solution.
Well, that's,
no, I don't support that.
Well, that's because medicine kind of looks upon it as a chemical imbalance. And if you correct the chemical imbalance rather than looking, you know, beyond the chemical imbalance to a whole holistic way and seeing how everything's interconnected and, you know, That's the basic problem with Canadian medicine is that, you know, it doesn't take a holistic view. It just cuts everything up, and now it's all about wealth care, not health care.
So we want to be preventative.
Look after yourself
that's
because
right.
nobody else is going to look after you.
And each other.
That's right.
Like Trevor today, this lovely person in Poco.
Yep, so all have to look out for each other. Yeah. Every day try to do a random act of kindness.
Have I done one today?
You've still got lots of time.
Hmm.
But everybody's something for everybody to be aware of and to do. Hey, why not?
That's funny because I'm reading a book right now, David. And just last night, I just started reading this book. And then I read the front cover, which I hardly ever read. Sometimes I want to see when the book was written. And it was written 4 years ago. And I'm reading like how much of it. Someone gave it to me. And it's weird because it's a book somebody else at the grocery store. I have a grocery store guru. She's beautiful. She works in the organic health food section at the store I go to, and she helps me with little pointers on life. And she told me to read this book, and I'm like, okay, well, I totally forgot about the whole name of the book. And then my friend's dad, her dad, brought this book over and said it was for me, and it was that book. And then last right. night when I read inside, she donates money to Random Acts of Kindness.
There you go.
That's funny.
Well,
maybe it's not.
Well, no, I mean,
I
was in the Boy Scouts. I was in the Boy Scouts and, you know, do a good deed every day. So it's something to
right.
live by.
It was just weird how it came to me. I'd taken little messages out of everywhere. I guess we can do that.
Well, that's what it's all about. Better than taking the message just from one book. Take
no,
it from
I mean
many.
The messages like all over the world, like in life.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Maybe we create them, though. We create these little connections dot to dot. We make dots to dots with our life. I did see an interesting... I don't have a TV. I always like to say that. I've seen an interesting movie. I thought it was good with Gwyneth Paltrow, and she was kind of going cuckoo, and they thought her father was the one who wrote this math thing, but it turned out that it was hers, you know?
I saw that movie. It was good.
I kind of liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But I totally just forgot my whole point of talking about that movie.
Well, it had to be something about Gwyneth Paltrow's character. No?
But I forget what it was.
Well, we'll move on then.
It's 1:55, so I'm...
Why don't you put a song on?
102.7 CFRO Co-op Radio. And somebody is calling. No, somebody's just trying to get in. I could play another song, but there's only a few minutes left. And I think I have some other listeners out there today from all quite far around. So I'm just going to say hi to a whole new crew that's listening.
Did you want to make an announcement about the gatewaysucks.org?
Oh, I don't know. I tried to find it on the internet and I can't.
We'll have that for you next week then.
Just go to gatewaysucks.org or something. And then after, if you do Critical Mass, Bike Ride again, less pollution. So the last Friday of every month, there's Critical Mass. And then after Critical Mass this month, you meet at the Art Gallery at 5:30 and then ride around, rain or shine. And then after that, I think it's at the Anza. I'm pretty sure it's at the Anza. Don't take my word on it because I don't know.
It's at the Anza, okay. Which is 8th and Ontario, right on the Ontario Bay.
And there's a party there.
Good party,
with many
too.
Good musicians.
Good beer, good folks, good dancing, good music.
Good times.
Good times.
Yeehaw.
That's right.
Oh, I wish I could remember what I was going to say. Things are dropping out of my head because I'm in a dysphoric state. I'm fine since I got here.
There you go.
So, do you have a song you want to play, David?
No, whatever you've got over there, Kelly.
I had a local musician.
A local musician. Local musicians are always good.
I've lost the CD.
Lost the CD.
So, I'm going to play another Lal.
That sounds good. That was a good CD, that Lal CD. And they were at the Folk Fest last year?
They were here. She was on the show.
Oh, yeah.
So I've played this song before a long time ago. It's called White Cloud Intellect. But my friend Joan, who might be listening today, hi, Joan, in New York, actually liked it, so I'm going to play it for her.
Song for Joan in New York.
Yeah. So that was White Cloud Intellect by Lal. It is wrapping up here on 102.7 CFRO Co-op Radio Sound Resistance. We'll be back next week. Joey's not going to be here next week. Joey-o, have fun out there in Ontario.
You too, Joey. Hope it's all going well for you, man. And remember, do a random act of kindness every day.
Yes, or many.
That's right.
Do many. Why limit yourself?
Because it all comes back to you.
Just...
And it's
do
also
it for selfish reasons.
But no. It does. Pay it forward.
Everything's
connected.
Comes back.
That's right. And it feels good.
So stay in the love zone. And I don't want to go.
But we must make way for 411 seniors.
Well, we still have 1 minute left.
We have 1 minute left.
1 minute.
1 minute and counting.